Thank you and good evening. The rural county representatives of California have lobbied both Governor Brown and State Fish and Wildlife to resume payments to 36 California counties, payments in lieu of taxes that have been suspended for years. On Wednesday, two state senators introduced a bill that would request $19 million from the general fund for past due payments and also appropriate $2 million per year in annual PILT funding. Federal payments were extended for 1 year with the passage of the Farm Bill earlier this year, and that will mean about $600,000 for Humboldt County, $400,000 for Del Norte, $500,000 in Trinity, and about $500,000 for Mendocino. But the state hasn't made a PILT payment in more than a decade, costing Humboldt, Del Norte, Mendocino, and Trinity counties hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Eureka City Council could make a decision regarding the hiring of a new city manager as early as next Tuesday at its next council meeting. The three final candidates met with two interview panels on Wednesday, a day-long affair that should lead the city to making an offer to one of the hopefuls. The city is currently performing background checks on the candidates, and Mayor Frank Yeager thinks the council will make their decision during the closed session of the council meeting. Humboldt State University is currently searching for a new president, and with yesterday's announcement, they're now searching for a new provost as well. Robert Snyder, who has served as the school's provost since 2007, announced he will retire at the end of the academic year. President Roland Richman highlighted Snyder's work on guiding the school through difficult budget challenges, reaccreditation, and the recruitment of more students to HSU. Mendocino County Assistant District Attorney Damon Gardner, who shot a man on a Sacramento street corner following an altercation last October, will serve 30 days in jail, according to a Sacramento District Attorney's Office press release. Gardner, who was issued a concealed carry permit from Mendocino County, was on leave at the time of the incident when he got into a physical altercation with two other men, and when he was on his back being beaten, pulled out his handgun and shot one of the men, causing a non-life-threatening injury. Caltrans hosts a final public meeting regarding the Broadway feasibility study tonight at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. The study is being done to identify and evaluate possible improvements to a 3-mile stretch of Broadway between Kmart and the split between 4th and 5th Streets in Eureka. The study, to be completed this summer, will be used by Caltrans as a reference document for funding sources as they become available. Public comment is encouraged, and this will be the last public open house for the project. A reminder that Fortuna police are still asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini. She could be in the Fortuna or the Swains Flat areas, and anyone with information about her is asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Possession of marijuana has been decriminalized in both Colorado and Washington State, and while proponents of legalization in California, who have failed at the ballot box previously, consider another ballot initiative for legalization, opinions across the country are changing. The latest CBS poll indicates that a slim but consistent majority of Americans favor legalizing marijuana. 51% think it should be legal, while 46% oppose legalization. Those numbers have changed dramatically over the past 30 years. When CBS first polled the question of legal marijuana in 1979, only 27% of respondents were in favor. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested three men on Sunday night after receiving complaints about a loud party. When they reached the scene, they spoke with an adult male who told them that he had received several text messages from two female juveniles under his care who had been invited to a party on Riverside Drive and were now being prevented from leaving. After reviewing the text messages, deputies approached the door, knocked, and were met with a string of obscenities and threats of violence. Deputies also saw the occupants putting furniture against the door in an effort at a barricade. Deputies notified the three men, 18-year-old William Canita, 18-year-old Mitchell Kespel, and 20-year-old Jaime Portillo, that they were facing possible kidnapping and false imprisonment charges. Deputies finally made their way into the apartment and arrested all three men and released the two young women. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.